Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Sean Daniel about the reflection of spirits. Antique stores are always very intriguing to me. I don't do investigating. I just moderate shows about this topic. And,
I don't blame you.
But that's how I like to be involved. I keep an arm's length distance. But I do like to go and walk around locations that are known to be haunted. I love antique stores. I like taking weird pictures of antiques. I always have my camera out, and then I just usually like to affect them and make them look spooky, but I'm not really at all trying to capture a ghost or something. I hope one day I just by chance happen to find something or get something, but it'll be completely unintentional. What drew you to that specific antique store that you're talking about? Because I'd like to hear more about those experiences there and what has turned into an investigation.
You got these two big gargoyles out front, and I drive it to work. I work out at the base out here. I drive by it every day, and I said, man, I want to go in this place. I've driven by about 100 times. I want to go in. And I went in, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Stuff right out of furniture that just looks so gothic. And then I shot a full video on my YouTube channel, and people were like, dude, that is a 17th century gargoyle chandelier. It's got freaking gargoyles on it.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm filming that. The whole store is just dead quiet.
Yeah.
And then I talked to the owner, and he said, man, there's stuff from castles. There's stuff from cathedrals. There's stuff from 200-year-old homes from England all throughout this store. And I said, you know that there's stuff here. I've captured, you know, the voice said, it's a joy. Crystal clear. It's when the power went out, it goes, it's a joy. Right on my camera, right on my audio, right on my just regular filming Canon camera.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but they're my ghosts. So he's got a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem too alarmed. But the power goes out, and he says, man, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Wow. I said, I don't know. And the other businesses next door all had power. I said, it wasn't me. I promise. I didn't want to get kicked out.
I'm curious. What state is this furniture store or this antique store in?
Florida.
In Florida. Okay.
North Florida. Yeah, I don't want to say the name because I don't want a bunch of people in their barking.
I don't want that either. I just wanted to know the state because you were describing one that is in the state that I live in Arkansas. There's one towards Little Rock, and it's literally, I think, technically the largest furniture antique store in the country. It is, I don't even know how many warehouses, I think like 20 or 30 warehouses on this large patch of land. And it is room after room after room, or really warehouse after warehouse after warehouse of everything from, like you're talking about. There's like a room of chandeliers. There's a room of windows. There's a room of armoires. There's a room of dining sets. And it is everything like you just described, from a house out of the 1960s to a castle in the 1700s in England, or earlier. And it's just the most strange, haunting store I've ever been in. It's cool as heck, but it's super quiet because it is so darn big. So you can have a ton of people there and you'll barely run into anyone. And it is just, it's an amazing feeling. It's very bizarre. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'd love to walk around there and take some photos again. I didn't have my camera on me at the time when I was there a couple years back. But when we're talking about haunted objects and things of that nature, what's your thoughts on that? Why or what is attached to, for example, a haunted armoire or whatever the piece may be when it is an object?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how something can physically attach itself. I like to think of it more as it's riding on it. Mm-hmm. It's with it. I don't know how something can physically attach it, but some of this furniture, it just gives me cold chills. And the owner's son said, every time I walk past this armoire, I get chills down my spine. Mm-hmm. It feels like electricity. I said, me too. I wish I could buy it, but it's out of my price range. But I don't know how something can attach, but I am buying a mirror from that hallway where I got almost all that activity. My wife's not real happy about it because it matches nothing in our house, but it looks like something out of Oculus. But I'm buying it, and I'm going to put it in our little hallway. So she's got a sense of humor, so I'm going to probably pick it up in a couple of weeks.
Wow. Well, I mean, so the fact that you're getting an object, that was going to be kind of my next question here to you about haunted objects. Your comfort level of bringing something like that into your house without knowing a whole lot about it, other than there's some activity from what you've seen in the store. Hard to say that, you know, it is necessarily this object or that object. But you're kind of taking a guess somewhat as to what it's attached to. Why would you want to bring that into your house without knowing exactly what it is you're getting?
I think what it is, aside from the paranormal, and I think about that too, we got kind of a modern house, you know, I mean, we don't have any, you know, like wood, or, you know, wood type furniture, everything's, you know, black or lacquer or whatever. We have kind of a modern type setup.
Sure.
So this mirror upstairs, and I told my wife, I'd like to have something old. I'd like to have something 150, maybe 160 years old hanging on my wall. Could there be something to it? Yes. After I hang it, if things start going nuts, I'll just take it back to him and I'll take the loss. You know what I mean? But it did come out of that hallway where things were flickering. This thing flew by my camera, voices.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's strange pictures of people on the wall. Very creepy girls and like older ladies in veils, mm-hmm. like from a funeral or something on pictures. I said, "Who are these people?" He goes, "I don't know." So who knows, you know? But hopefully there's nothing. I just like to have something older, just to have something old in the house. Something people walk upstairs and say, "Hey, man, that's really cool. What is that?" "Oh, that's 17th century." I don't have anything from the 17th century. I'd love to have that gargoyle. Chandelier.
Sure.
And my grandpa in Texas was going to actually buy it for me. And I said, "Dude, I have no place to hang it." I can't. I'm in Florida, man. I have to have ceiling fans. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I told him I can't get it, man.
Well, the good thing with some of those, they naturally come with cool air. You don't even need the fan. It just suddenly creates cold spots in the house. So it could work out possibly. When we're talking about mirrors specifically, that's obviously an object I'm sure you've heard just as well as I have a gazillion times, that many believe mirrors are an object that can hold more energy or bring something in, almost, I don't know, portal-like. Some would describe it as, some would just say there's something about the mirror itself that can hold more energy, or your odds go up of it being haunted. Do you subscribe to that? Do you believe that mirrors, more than other objects, could you know, if you were to have 10 objects in a room that are all at the same time, place, you'd pick the mirror to increase your odds of it being haunted?
I do. And if you look, people that have gone into old buildings and snap pictures off to the side or snap pictures and they catch a shadow inside the mirror, I think more, and I think that's the reason, that mirror, you know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. Well, what is a mirror? I mean, like you said, a portal or something that, who knows? And I've gone to some places, I've snapped pictures inside the mirror, like not wanting to see what I'm catching, mm-hmm. especially when you take a picture and something's behind you. And that didn't happen to me. That happened to a friend of mine. He's just snapping pictures in these old mirrors. And I said, well, that's bound to happen in a haunted building or an old place. You start messing with mirrors and it's bound to happen. But absolutely, mirrors can, yes, absolutely.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think mirrors hold that? I mean, we're literally talking about a reflective metal. You know, when we're talking, we break it all down. Why is it that it's an opinion question, but why do you think it is that mirrors seem to have this effect?
Something about that glass, that glass is holding, so maybe holding emotions or holding, it's something to do with the glass. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. Not the creepy frame around it, or maybe that has something to do with it. Something about that glass. It's like it knows. It's like in some places you can feel. I watched that movie Oculus, and I didn't even want to ever look in the mirror again. But that it's something. It's got something to do with that glass.
Yeah,
it really does. And this frame, this one I'm bringing home, the frame is really cool looking. But it's something about the glass. That glass. I don't know if it holds energy or if it something behind the glass or what has the glass seen? What has looked in the glass? Mm-hmm. Who looked in that glass? A serial killer. Who looked in that glass before? Did it retain it? Did it retain the impression in that glass?
Do you think that a mirror would be simply holding, you know, essentially imprints, almost like a book or more like maybe even a computer, a disc, where here's the data, it's there, there's a video on a disc, whatever it may be, but that video is not the event. That video is not the person. That picture is not the person. It's not the soul of that person, but it is a replay of something. Do you view mirrors in that way, or do you view mirrors as being something that can hold like something conscious or be a doorway for something?
Both. Okay. I think one mirror could be that way. One mirror could be the other way. You can look into a mirror and maybe it has something to do with a portal, or maybe it has something, some kind of mystery like that. And then the other one, like you said, it reflects. So who looked at it before? Mm-hmm. Does it retain does it retain the image?
Sure.
Is it, you know, I don't know. There's mirrors all over this store, and I wish I knew. They're from all over the world. It could be anything can go with these mirrors.
Mm-hmm. It's another thing I wonder about is, do mirrors have to be old? Do they have to have a storied history behind them, or just have had a long lifespan somewhere around people, around energy, to be haunted? Or can a mirror that you pick up at Home Goods be just as active as one that comes out of the 17th century?
Now, I would say the older the mirror, the older the mirror, I think, is going to have a better chance of something happening.
Yeah.
So if you have a 17th century mirror in a castle or a 200-year-old home, and multiple owners have died in this house throughout the years, suicides, anything, natural causes, this mirror has been in that house the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Something has, you know, has it retained all this? Has it retained the sorrow? Has it's seen, technically, I mean, not really, but it's seen the owners, you know, pass through, see new owners come in, see new owners. Over 200 years, it's had multiple owners.
Yeah.
It's probably had suicides. When you have a house that old or a castle or someplace like that, it's seen tragedy. It's seen happiness. It's seen sadness. And I think that older mirror has more of a chance of having something, some kind of energy or some kind of residual energy than something you would buy, you know, new or used.
Sure.
It's just more of a chance. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I think that would be a better chance on an older mirror.
I guess what I wonder about somewhat with it is if you were to take that brand new mirror that one bought at Costco into a very haunted location, could that mirror then be used as more of a conduit, almost as just like a tool, as other ghost hunting tools exist, to make the object haunted, but to be used by the spirits that are already haunting a location to come through?
Absolutely. That's almost like an experiment I'd want to try.
Yeah.
Take a mirror and maybe bring it to this store, or bring it to some place that's very, very old. There's some old houses around, you know, where I'm at, and there's a house that's over 150 years old here. And I say, hey, I'm just going to bring this mirror while I'm staying the night. That's actually a great idea. Bring a small mirror in where some of these places I'm going to be going.
Yeah.
Bring a mirror in.
I'm curious.
And then take that mirror somewhere else. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that. See, I'm good for... I'm good for something, even though I'm not going on investigations. I ask a lot of questions and dig all different places. But... so when you bring this mirror home that you're purchasing... Honestly, I'm assuming your wife's not in the room. What do you hope happens with the mirror when it's in your
house?
Well,
it's going to be in the hallway, because there was actually a bigger mirror I was going to buy. Mm-hmm. It has these two like dragons or these lions on the top, mm-hmm. Fighting over something. I mean, who does that? That's just absolutely badass. And it won't fit. It's 3 feet across.
Yeah.
So this little mirror will fit right at the top landing, right on the wall. On the landing wall right there. And they're not happy about it. My teenage daughter's not happy about it. But I said, look, my birthday's coming up. And that's all I said. And I looked at my birthday. Let me just get it. It's something cool. I'm running the risk, especially what I captured in that store. Yes, there's something can happen. Mm-hmm. But it's no different than me coming off a one-week ghost hunt. My wife's coming off a crime scene where she's seen some very nasty things.
Sure.
And she's caught things on her camera that I can't even post because it's part of the police department stuff. But she showed me some things that they've taken pictures of at crime scenes. What is this giant bright person right here where this person's vehicle was? A giant, you know, silver, shiny thing. It's no moisture outside. Mm-hmm. That person, you know, whatever. So my point being is that mirror, I don't think is going to be any less dangerous than what we do. I was processing EVPs a month ago through my speakers, cranked it up. A book fell off the shelf and my dogs went running, and I went downstairs and I had two deep scratches about 3 inches apart on the backside of my arm. I didn't see it. And my daughter goes, hey, you got some cuts there. And I was like, so no longer do I do EVPs. I do headphones now. I don't play them out loud.
Okay.
I think that mirror has just as much chance of something than what her and I do. Maybe 50-50 shot. But if it gets bad, you know, knock on wood, ghost hunting in general, 11 years now, I've just minor scratches have been the worst. But I tell everybody, you run the risk. Everybody runs the risk of something happening, spirit attachment, a pet getting sick, or worse, you getting sick. It's happened. It's happened to investigators. So if this mirror comes in, now I'm kind of having second thoughts now, but I think I'm going to it. But if I get the mirror and things really start to ramp up and it's not malicious, if nobody's getting hurt and I get an EVP or I get, you know, something small letting me know, you know, as long as nobody's getting hurt, cut, or, you know, I've got a couple of cats and a puppy now. As long as nobody is getting hurt, if that does happen and I notice things changing, I'll take it back and just say, hey, man, or I'll give it, or, you know, take it to a thrift store or something. I don't know, but that's a good point.
Let someone else accidentally.
You always run that risk.
You can leave a little note on the back of it, warning, haunted mirror at the thrift store.
Very sorry. Enjoy.
Sorry you caught this note after you bought it. Yeah. That wraps up the second half of our conversation with Sean Daniel about reflection of spirits. So thank you to him for joining us on today's program. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We could not do this without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Vrsky. Thanks for listening.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
To do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good days, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.